Welcome to Music Notes. I'm Jess, reporting music trends of throwbacks, modern hits, and media. Two trailblazing women put out new albums March 29th, Beyoncé and Sheryl Crow. Both are singing life lessons they've learned through their families, society, and themselves. Beyoncé enforced last-minute changes on her current record, and Sheryl Crow got reminded how her efforts won't go unnoticed. In this episode, I'll review Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter and Sheryl Crow's Evolution. Running the world and having some fun, let's take music notes. I first want to thank the many who streamed the Beyoncé Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages episode I uploaded in February. Her cameo in Verizon's Super Bowl ad and Act 2's commercial trailer have stirred discussion points to do with music, genres, race, and marketing. Because of that, Disagreements motioned a statement redefining original album plans. Part of me wonders if songs were removed pre-production to make up the 27 tracks and interludes available now. To all of a sudden back away what was announced, then give updates a week before it went public, Beyoncé explained March 19th on Instagram. My hope is that years from now, the mention of an artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music will be irrelevant. This album has been over 5 years in the making. It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcome, and it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive. It feels good to see how music can unite so many people around the world, while also amplifying the voices of some of the people who have dedicated so much of their lives educating on our musical history. The criticisms I faced when I first entered this genre forced me to propel past the limitations that were put on me. Act 2 is a result of challenging myself and taking my time to bend and blend genres together to create this body of work. I have a few surprises on the album and have collaborated with some brilliant artists who I deeply respect. I hope that you can hear my heart and soul and all the love and passion that I poured into every detail and every sound. I focused on this album as a continuation of Renaissance. I hope this music is an experience, creating another journey where you can close your eyes, start from the beginning, and never stop. This ain't a country album. This is a Beyoncé album. This is Act 2, Cowboy Carter, and I am proud to share with y'all. Cowboy Carter's artwork displays Beyoncé sitting sideways on a white horse, holding a big American flag in her left hand, horse reins in her right, decked out in a red, white, and blue Western one-piece, sporting long white hair, a Stetson hat, and wearing a sash saying the album title. What a tasteful transformation since Texas Hold'em's outfits on the single. Cowboy is the habitual term signifying country Carter derives from her husband Jay-Z's legal name, Sean Carter. The unnamed experience from her statement occurred at 2016 CMA Awards with the Dixie Chicks, renamed The Chicks, in 2020. Off her feisty sixth album, Lemonade, Beyoncé performed Daddy Lessons, and it's brought up again on Cowboy Carter's 11th track, Daughter. Some felt the appearance was publicity for other demographics to view, and others criticized it out of place for a country award show. I personally didn't like Lemonade's direction overall, and at the time didn't get the real reason why Beyoncé was performing at the CMA Awards. Backlash was already strong towards the Dixie Chicks' political views, so that didn't help either. Rather than testing the waters on stage, she should have opened up about her country music interest. Who knows how different Cowboy Carter would have sounded if done earlier. What we've got now, I prefer it over Lemonade and Renaissance, which are also titled in all caps. Symbolizing Act 2's Roman numerals, an additional capital I are added on song titles containing an I or pronounced as a homonym. The double I examples are American, Requiem, Blackbird, Spaghetti, Levi's Jeans, and Riverdance. Standing out even more, Willie Nelson's second guest narration is labeled Smoke Hour 2. Upcoming pop single, 2 Most Wanted, is a great collaboration with Miley Cyrus, and track 24 is enunciated Two Hands, Two Heaven. That's very clever incorporating Act 2 and establishing signature songs. Beyoncé stylistically crafted Americana folk, retro influences, narrations recited by Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, 1970s black country singer Linda Martell, and an eclectic group of featured artists. An unexpected surprise and moving reinterpretation was covering 1968 Beatles track Blackbird. Mentioned recently in my Beatles Covers episode, Paul McCartney subtly alluded Blackbird to the civil rights movement. Lifting the original audio, Beyoncé and four black indie country females beautifully bring it to life. Tanner Adele, Tierra Kennedy, Raina Roberts, and Brittany Spencer. I've heard of Brittany Spencer, looking forward and learning about these other ladies. Their harmonies sound crystal clear as Destiny's Child's vocalists. A second cover is Dolly Parton's 1973 adultery-begging ballad, Jolene. Beyoncé switched some chorus lyrics around as a warning, and Stevie Wonder plays his harmonica. Dolly had sang, "I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Please don't take him just because you can." This modern version goes, "I'm warning you, don't come for my man. Don't take the chance just because you think you can." Dolly Parton gave her blessing when Cowboy Carter's promo single Texas Hold'em went number one, introduces Jolene on track 9, Dolly P, and nods to Renaissance Sorry line, Becky with the Good Hair. Track 20's Yaya fuses dance, gospel, samples 1968's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' by Nancy Sinatra, and lyrics from the Beach Boys' 1966 classic, Good Vibrations. I recognize indie R&B singer Willie Jones from admiring his 2021 country social injustice song, American Dream. That was on my 2021 Top 40 list. Cool to see him getting a big spotlight now with Beyoncé. Hip-hop's Post Malone appears on Levi's Jeans, newcomer rapper Shaboozy in Spaghetti and Sweet Honey Buckin'. The whole time, I imagined Cowboy Carter's tracks like hearing a live concert, at times reminded me of the Allman Brothers, Eagles, and Fleetwood Mac at the acoustic parts. Media and fans are already hoping if Cowboy Carter could win any album awards at 2025's Grammys. Too early thinking who its competitors may be, but I think it's possible. This might be my new favorite Beyoncé album, holding it up with her second, B-Day from 2006. The unpredictability, diverse production, and collaboration choices are A+. Next, let's shine another talented woman's musicianship, Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Suzanne Crow was born February 11, 1962, in Kennett, Missouri. Becoming an elementary school music teacher out of college, she continued playing with bands on the weekends. Having no regrets, Sheryl moved to L.A. in 1986 to pursue music full-time. Through friends made at gigs, she recorded commercial jingles and wound up getting hired to sing on Michael Jackson's Bad Tour. Leading to more backup singing opportunities, her solo career break came through in 1993's Tuesday Night Music Club. Debut single All I Wanna Do won Record of the Year, Best Female Vocal Performance, and named Sheryl Crow Best New Artist at the Grammys. I haven't gone a year without hearing that song on the radio since its release, an epic favorite. 3 decades later, she's still performing all over, does activism in health, politics, and is a committed mom to her 2 adopted sons. Assuming that fans wouldn't pay attention to albums anymore, Sheryl thought her last one was 2019's Threads. She did want to make a self-documentary suggested by her management, which aired 2022 on Showtime. Sheryl can be streamed on Paramount Plus and Amazon Prime Video. I liked it a lot and received positive feedback choosing the credits song Forever on my 2022 Top 40 list. Forever was nominated 2 Americana Grammys, and then fans voted her to be in 2023's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She did a great job opening up the ceremony, and in return, nominated Peter Frampton to be on the current ballot when he performed with her. He was the first concert she saw. Watching her teenage boys growing up, Sheryl Crow felt motivated again to write music, humbly nicknaming Evolution as a short playlist. The tracklist shows 10 on Evolution's main copy. Deluxe version includes a duet cover with Peter Gabriel and his 1991 number one alternative hit, Digging in the Dirt. The rest of the tracks rock out with bold themes worth talking about. Dreading the grind in opening track, Alarm Clock, Hoping for the Best and Do It Again, Love Life reminisces her LA move while catching up with a girlfriend, Making a Difference and You Can't Change the Weather, Lack of Authenticity and Evolution, Don't Walk Away, Hopes to Lessen Breakups, Broken Record, Quotes Adages, and Waiting in the Wings provide support. Evolution's title track has been my favorite so far. Sheryl's performed it on TV for the album. I heard it on country and rock radio end of last year. The guitars throw back to 1990s grunge and share Sheryl's opinion towards AI. Some of the lyrics are, "Turned on the radio, and there it was, a song that sounded like something I wrote. The voice and melody were hauntingly so familiar that I thought it was a joke. Yes, we are brilliant, we are kind, but sometimes we miss the glaring signs. Evolution, ever-changing, lost in space and time. Maybe there's a grand solution. Somewhere we will find deep in the heart of humankind. We can create, we can destroy. We can feel pain, we can feel joy. We can plant seeds and watch love grow. We can feel love because it's written in the humankind. Where are we headed in this paradise? We are passengers and there's no one at the wheel. No matter how well you can outdo me, there is one thing you will never do, and it's feel." I just loved Sheryl Crow's sincerity in her songwriting. She phrases so eloquently, a terrific guitar player and singer. I've heard Alarm Clock on radio with Evolution. Hope any of these songs do well. Evolution has ranked number 3 iTunes singer-songwriter, and the album debuted number 1 on that same genre page. I'm expecting it to show up on adult contemporary and adult alternative stations, also sharing an interview link she did recently with my former radio colleagues. Between the two of these albums, which do you like? Cowboy Carter, Evolution, or both? To review, scroll the media and content I've listed in the description. Share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and musicnoteswithjess@gmail.com. As a reminder, Google Podcasts has ended, but there's other platforms to stream here and subscribe. Spreaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Podchaser, Amazon Music, Audible, Good Pods, Podbean, YouTube Music, Deezer, Pocket Casts, and Buzzsprout. Contact me for any questions and don't forget to rate where you're listening from. I'm Jess. Talk to you again next week with the latest music trends.